Well, folks, you are listening to Have Wine, Will Travel. My name is Doc Cummings, and we are in Sonoma County. And, folks, whenever I come to Sonoma County, I feel like I'm not going to leave, and I keep talking to myself about it. And the more Pinot Noirs I have from the Sonoma coast and Russian River, I have to say that this is home. And this is Anthony Beckman sitting here with me. And, Anthony, you've been making some great wines here at Belletto for quite a while, and we're going to be talking about your estate Pinot, but also a single vineyard, compare and contrast.
You know, the 2012 Russian River Estate Pinot is really our flagship wine. This is a wine that you'll see outside of Sonoma County. It's a little bit of a larger production. The second wine I'm going to pour is our 2012 Sexton Hill Vineyard. This is, again, a coastal vineyard. It's about 10 miles from the ocean, heading out Bodega Highway. You go about halfway to the town of Bodega, and then you hang a left, and you go up a steep hill to 950 feet of elevation, and it comes down an incredibly steep hillside at about 30% grade at times. So when you're walking rows, it's definitely a leg burner. You'll get to the top and have to have a few breaths and then come back down, and then, you know, there's three blocks, so you walk up six times and walk down six times to do your sampling. So it's a good workout when you're sampling those vineyards.
Really, what's interesting here is what you're describing is Sonoma Coast is a huge asset, but now you go up 900 feet, that's another huge asset. Let's really explain what the coastal influence does to these grapes.
Sure. I mean, the biggest coastal influence is fog and cool temperatures. I mean, the ocean is so close. Fog will run down the low-lying areas. So for our instance, the biggest influences of fog for our region is about 10 miles south of us, which is the Petaluma Gap. The coastal range sort of stops, and there's this gap, basically, and the fog just rushes through. And that's probably the biggest coastal influence. The second coastal influence, more specific to us, is through the town of Bodega, through the harbor, and up Bodega Highway. And that really is what hits us for the Sexton Hill Vineyard and the Cider Ridge Vineyard, is that sort of influx tunnel of fog. Our third factor we really hit is wind, especially for our Burnside Road Vineyard, which sits on the very top of the hill. Wind off the ocean really shuts vines down, so they slow way down. They have little pores on their leaves, and these pores close up mostly to preserve water. Vines will stop for a couple days on end when you get above about 10 miles an hour, and wind can really rip through this section of Russian River Valley and Sonoma Coast. We're in an interesting location, as these vineyards could be either labeled Sonoma Coast or Russian River Valley. The two appellations overlay each other in this instant. And for our 2013, we will actually take three vineyards, the Burnside Road, the Sexton Hill, and the Cider Ridge for Pinot Noir, and create a Sonoma Coast blend, which is very exciting. Because of the tannin structure of these wines, we'll leave that in barrel for 16 months. So it'll be something that we hold over. It just needs time for these tannins to mature and become a little bit more approachable. It's one of the reasons we haven't done it until now, is I'm tasting through all these wines, and it's just got such a grip to it that I felt like if we're going to do this, we have to do a 16-month program.
Well, folks, I feel very excited to and honored to be drinking these wines, and Chef just brought a couple dishes to the table. Anthony and I are going to enjoy some great food and wine pairings. Pass that bottle over to me. I'm going to pour another glass.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, folks, I'm lucky, and we're sitting here with Ty Tobby, and this is Applewood Restaurant and the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and we are in the Russian River area. Little rain coming down outside. It is March at its best, and this is my favorite time of the year here. Not as many people, and you can get some of the best rooms and get into the tasting rooms. Ty, we have some great wines on the table. We have three or four that go perfect with this. I haven't found one that doesn't go perfect with this dish. What do we have?
Well, that is great. Here we have the Monterey Bay Calamari, and that's served with a risotto of heirloom tomato, anchovy, capers, and garden herbs. Now, how we put this dish together is I use a carnaroli rice. It's an Italian rice, very good for risotto. We cook that off with tomatoes that we canned in the end of the summer. We add in some anchovy, capers, fresh herbs, a number of other things. And then it is finished with a lightly grilled Monterey Bay calamari. How we serve this dish is make a nage out of some herbs from the garden, mostly.
A nage?
A nage. And a nage is basically a seasoned broth. Well seasoned. How we make this one is it's actually emulsified in one of our blenders, and it's made mostly with parsley, some blanched shallot, a number of other ingredients. It has a very bright green color, as you can see. That goes down in our bowl. We put the risotto right in the middle, and then it's just topped with a little bit of fresh herbs and Meyer lemon from the garden.
This is beautiful, and I think we might need to repeat this dish just because we have so many beautiful wines to go with this. But we'll move on now, Ty, and move to our next course, and we'll hear about a couple more great wines from the Russian River area.